We have the Yaakov Avinu going out, and he meets his zivuk also in a bear, and it's like the avos. It says all the avos went and they found their zivuk associated with mayim, and so on. But by stays the, since it's the third bear, the bear over here of Yaakov Avinu is the third bear in the series of bearis. And Bemis the Goyin says so. It says, "Vayechpar be'er acheres le'rovolah v'yikoshmar rechayvos ki atirich v'ashem lanet." It says it told us. So the Goyin says, "Be'er agimol shenik rechayvos v'neged Yaakov." The third bear that's called rechayvos v'neged Yaakov Avinu, "Sheirich v'ashem is gevuloi." So Yaakov Avinu is k'neged rechayvos, which are k'tzvorach is hirich v'ashem is gevuloi. U'k'neged gimol batimikdash. V'ha'gimol k'neged, so the three batimikdash, the third one is k'neged Yaakov, by Gimel connected Yaakov, so they connected Sitna. So three bears, the three others, and the three Bati Migdash. The Asik, so by Sheni, because was Sitna. It says when they built it by Sheni, there was Asik because the Kusim came and they tried to prevent them from building it. And Lost Lobo, there's not going to be any Kitrig whatsoever. So the Goyim says, the three bears are keneged the three of us, and keneged three Bati Migdash, and so on. Luchura, Yaakov Avinu had his share of problems. It says that Yaakov Avinu had this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, L'dayan le'tzadikim that are sitting b'shalva, kotel of rugza of Esav, and the rugza of Dina, and the rugza of Yosef. I mean, Yaakov Avinu had the whole time the same amount of tzaras. It wasn't b'shalom v'shalva. So why is Yaakov's bear considered to be the one that stays forever? The Goyin says in other places, in a whole bunch of places, the Goyin brings this parallel. He says also loik Avram shenikra har. He brings the Chazal and loik Yitzhak shenikra soda. But Yaakov was called a bias. He's the one for whom you have the Beis Hamikdash. He says not like the. And then he says the three chalokim beis hamikdash. There's the chalik that's the chotzer, there's the ulam, and the kodesh kadoshim. And Yaakov saying kodesh kadoshim, which was nignaz and wasn't chorav, and so on. The Goyin constantly is making the parallel between Yaakov, the chalik of the beis hamikdash, either by shlishi or the chalik pnimi that wasn't chorav betzim, there was just nignaz, and this bear. L'chura, it's not like we have it. I mean, Yaakov Avinu had the same amount of machlokes and fights and so on as the other of us had. So where do you see in Yaakov Avinu a difference mitzad that? A second nekuda, that Yaakov Avinu's, L'chura the Be'eris, I mean, the first two Be'eris were called Sitna and Asek. They were Be'eris that were, they fought on them. So the third one should have been called Shalom, or something of that nature. Now, the first two, they fought with them, and the third one, they kept quiet. Why Rechayvus? It's not Rechayvus means at the Hirvashem Lanim means they have it good. That's not a kasha that the Lashon is wrong, but it's definitely not the hefech of Esek and Sitna. It's the hefech of Esek and Sitna should have been Achra and Shalom. That's the hefech of it. The Goyin mentions another place that Yaakov Avinu's also had a shtickle inyan with his be'er. It says that he was gol even mipi be'er. He came to zivuk, and it's a very strange parasha b'chlau. The first time by Avram Avinu, the asik with the be'er was that when he went to look for Zivuk for Yitzchok, he had to look and see if it's if she's a Baal Chesed and so on and so forth. Here it says that everybody came around and there was a big rock in it. He pushed the rock off. So what's what I mean? That was the midah of Yaakov. What's the gadol of the ma'aseh? He was very strong. I mean, doesn't seem to be. It's definitely clear that it's a hemshich to Yitzchak's ma'aseh. There's definitely something there where Yitzchak had to be chayfa beris, and he came and was gol ev mi pi haber. But it still needs to be understood what teichin does that ma'aseh have. There's a chazal about Yaakov Avinu. It's a gemara in Shabbos. It says on the psukim bayos of Kumis Halach Ba'aretz Loch Baruch Ba'Kil Chol Azarach and Satis Kolaratz Sael. So Faratz the Yom Vekedz Afayin Vinegva. So the chazal say Amar Bechem Shem Biyosi Kol Ame'anek Shabbos Noisun Lachol Bli Mitzar. That if somebody is Ma'anik Shabbos, he gets a Nachol Bli Mitzar. Shenema, and Rashi says, Kolema, what's Bli Mitzar? I mean, in locates. Shenema, Oz Tis Anig Al Hashem, V'chal Ticho Nachos Yaakov Avicho. Loik Avram, Avram, it says, Kum Is Halach Ba'aras Orko L'Rachba. So it has a case. V'loik Yitzchok, Shekosu Bo'i Kuchoz Archa Tis Krat Sa'il. Aki Yaakov, Shekosu Bo'i Farach Tis Yom Avikeidin Tzafayin Avnekba. It's very not clear from the Psukim what is the difference between the two aratis. So Rashi has to be masbir. I mean, all three of them say he's going to give him a lot of land. Kum is halach baratz the oracle l'rochba. Secondly, it says kilchoz achadetz kolaratz ha'el. Yaakov it says faratz the yom v'kein zepan enegba. But it's also it's Yisrael pashtis. There is no mitzias over here of. It's not saying he's going to take over the world. He's saying Fratzim Kedim Tzvayin and Egba is Pashas whatever Shaykh to call Yisrael. So Yaakov Avraham Avinu told him do a Maisa Kum Is Halach Baratz Rochba Rochba, which means the entire Eretz. Yitzchak he said I gave it all. You didn't have to walk. And Yaakov it says Fratzim Kedim Tzvayin and Egba. And Rashi is bothered by the Kasha. Rashi says La Orkel Rochba Eretz Zu V'Lo Yaisa in Orkel Rochba Aratz El V'Suloi. And here it says a paratzta. The chorid paratzta is also only within the gedorah of Eretz Yisrael. There is no ispashas more than Eretz Yisrael. So let's try to. So we have to understand the nachlas. So Yaakov's mida has a separate mida in itself, a separate inyan that stands different than the others, and that's his mida that shayach to the water over here. It's his mida that shayach to the bear over here, and so on. Let's start with the pasuk. The pasuk says, "L'chol tichla reisi ketz v'chavetz v'sech ad moit," that for every tachlis I saw an end, but your mitzvahs are extraordinarily wide. The pasuk itself, l'chura, the word tichla and ketz seem to be the same. It says every tichla I saw ketz, but v'chavetz v'sech ad moit. But does it not have a tachlis? There's something about the pasuk that's not balanced. The whole tichla reisi ketz is a very, very not clear wording. Tichla means goal, and ketz means goal. So he says, in every goal I found a goal, except for your mitzvahs that are very, very broad. They're very... something over here... If he's trying to say that everything is limited, mitzvahs are very big, then he should have said that not the whole tichler is ikets, but the whole ma'ase adam, the whole dover is ikets. It says the whole tichler is ikets and chavetz asech ad moed. So the Malbim says over there. The Malbim says the whole tichler is ikets means that the tachlis of everything else is a ikets and teira rechava ad moed. Let's try to understand a little bit what he means over there, and he says that let's try to mark a little bit on the Malbus Diburim. Whenever I look at something and say it has a goal, the goal that it has is defined by something outside it. For instance, I say I want to make a lot of money. So the question is why, towards what end, towards what goal? So I'll say, I want to buy a house. So the house is a thing that is outside of my rutzen to make money, and the making the money is the way to get to it. So the tachlis is something that's outside of it, almost by definition. When I say this is a means to something else, then I'm saying that the something else is outside of the means, and the means is something I do on the side. I'm going to school because I want to get a job. So the job is the item in the world, in the real world. The going to school and getting a degree is a chetimtza for that. So the tichla and if everything, the tachlis of everything lies outside of it. More than that, it's almost as if there's a pressure of an outside force on something. Somebody asks me, why are you doing this and this? Why don't you just take it easy? Because I have constraints, I have to do something else. Why don't you just sit back and relax and enjoy yourself? I've got to work to earn money. So bemis, every tachlis is an outside force that b'meila puts certain framework around my maisim. My gvulis are dictated by something else. Why don't you just do A or B or C? Because people are going to think I'm coarse. People are not going to like me. People are going to reject me. It means gvulis that something else placed around you. That is tachlesim in the world around. And b'meila, all activities that a person does, l'chol tichlor isi ketz, means in every tachlis, I find the ketz to the maitza. If the reason why I'm working is because I have to earn kach v'kach money to live on, so that defines my maitza. As soon as I have the money I need to live on, I'm going to stop working. So every tachlis, l'chol tichlor isi ketz, means in every tachlis I found a case, an end to the mice, I found the gvul to it. That is the mahalach ha'olam. I find in two things. It's the outside force that forced me to do what I'm doing, and it's the goal that terminates what I set out to do. Once I reach the goal, I finish doing what I'm supposed to do. In the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to bear in mind that In the Perek Kuf Yutes, where the pasuk is the whole Tichlor Isi Ketz, is talking about Talmud Torah. The whole pasuk is talking about the godless of Torah, the Askus in Torah, and b'meila the psukim are talking about mitzvahs, not so much in the world of Maisa mitzvahs, but in the Teichen of the mitzvahs. Rechove Mitzvah Sechad Moed means that in mitzvahs, in the tachlis, there is no ketz. In the tachlis, the mitzvah has no ketz. For instance, if I tell a person, listen, you ought to be a mensch, because that way people will like you, they'll trust you, you'll have a place in society. So if that's the reason why you should be a mensch, then being a mensch has a gvul. The gvul is what it takes to be liked, respected, not rejected by society. But if I tell you that the mitzvah within itself has a tachlis, that being a mensch in itself is a tachlis, then I have no gvul. The reason I have no gvul is because since it wasn't dictated by something outside, then b'meila there's nothing to give it its gvulis. The gvulis are given when something outside imposes itself. So when two people are jockeying for power, and they both have some sort of power, so the power of A limits the power of B, and B can reach up until the gvulis of A. They're like it says in Chazal, "Ein malchus nagas be malchus chaver kimol nima." A malchus doesn't reach the other person's malchus, not even hear with. But that's because it has it's determined. The two gvulis clash, and one determines the other. The Mida, we once spoke about the different Midas and what they represent in terms of Oirech and Roichav and Oimek. Oirech determines a thing itself, how far it's going, how its length. Roichav is determined by what else is pushing it. For instance, if a person when we think of if people are squished together, everybody becomes, every mokom becomes tsar. Tsar li ha-mokom hazeh. When people in Yerushalayim, when everybody was stuffed together in the Beis HaMikdash, they should have said tsar li ha-mokom hazeh. Tsar is the opposite of rachvas. A person calls out from a mokum that's tsar, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu answers him from merchav. Tsar means squeezed in, narrow. The word tsar literally means narrow, lashon kodesh, and the opposite of narrow is rachvus. Tsarus is always determined by something outside of me that is jockeying for the same position. So if I'm sitting in a room myself, the whole room is mine. If I am sitting in a room with 100 people, so everybody's space is everybody else's is on the cheshbon of everybody else's space, and my space is infringed on by your space, and so on and so forth. Everybody has to take up less space. Everybody has to kind of withdraw in so that it shouldn't infringe on somebody else's space. So tsaros is determined by everything else imposing a gvul on me, and rachvus is determined by me being alone and so on. So the midah of rachvus, l'chol tichler isi ketz, means everything in the world deals with tachlesim, and therefore everything's gvulis are determined by something else. You can't have the end of something, the tachlis of something, as without a gvul. The tachlis was determined by something else, and that other thing gives it its gvul. Rechover v'tzasech ha'admoid means that mitzad the teichen of the mitzvahs, there is no outside gvul, and b'meila it's going to be endless. And we'll try to explain it a little bit more. And again, we're talking about more the Torah Shabbai rather than the Esa Maisa Mitzvah. Every Maisa Mitzvah has a gvul. The Torah doesn't have, is the one that doesn't have a gvul. So let's take a look at. So we have this inyan of l'chol techo yisiketz u'chavim tzachat moi. There's a gemara in Erevin. The gemara says, very strange gemara. It says that three people said how broad Torah is, and they didn't define it. But finally, Zecharia was the one who defined it. And it says a very strange lashon over here. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, "They Omer Avchis the Dorish Mori Bar Mar Maidach Siv L'Chol Tichler Yisikets V'Chavim Tzachat Moid Dovazom Adovil Le'Pirshay Iyev Le'Pirshay Ches Le'Pirshay." Three Neviim said that L'Chol Tichler Yisikets, and none of them said how big it is. Rashi says, "L'Chol Tichler Yisikets L'Soyif Kol Dova Yishketz Limtoy Soifa." The end of everything has a ketz which determines its end. Al mitzvaysecha chov moit vein ketz atach shalom. Loi pirshu, they didn't explain. Ezu ketz shura, didn't explain what is the gvul, what is the ketz of Torah. It's a double pella. What does it mean, ezu ketz, they didn't explain what its ketz is. It says, but chov tzachor, that there is no ketz. That's what he's trying to say. Iyov says, rechov ha'arukha v'atzmid rechov ha'min ha'yam. Yecheskel says, Yecheskel didn't explain what it is. Finally, Zecharia said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a Megillas Eifa, Orka Esen Ba'amah, Rechav Esen Ba'amah. It was long, 20 Amis, and wide, 20 Amis. So Rambam makes a cheshbon. It was like a folded letter. V'chipashta slei havala Esrim ve'esrim. If you open it up, it's 2 times 20. It's a 20, because it says it's wide 10, so if you open unfolded it's 20, and then it says ksuva panim b'acha, both sides are written, so you can peel it in half and then you get 40 uksiv, and then it says k'mi modad b'shol mayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikon nimtza kol olam kula echad hashal ofan sayim b'tayim. Fine, so he makes a cheshm over here that how much it is. It's a pella. The metzias of he said before that Torah has no gvulas. The whole tichler is the ketz of chavim tzachat moed, And here he says, yeah, David didn't want to explain it, and Yechezkel didn't explain it, and finally Schaya explains it, and we measure it out. It's 10, and unfold it, and unfold it again, and use a drasha, and we have what it is. And Rashi is also strange. Rashi says, we don't know, it has no ketz, it's for the soif, but what's its ketz shi'ura? So the pshat in the Chazal here is, when something has to fit into gvulis, into this world. For instance, let's give a mashal. A person, let's take the Vilna Gaon's Torah. You to write it down, you have to put it into words. You have to make a certain gvul on it. But the person himself, be'etzem, his avon and his tfisa, go bli gvulis. It's true that it has to be threaded through a certain gvul, but the thing itself has no gvulis. And the nafgemina is, if there are two types of activities. There are those activities that are this world activities, and then bal korchach it has a ketz, because there are other things in this world as well. Masha enkein, if a person is engaged in an activity that's not of this world, a person engaged in activity that's of a different darga, then its gvulis are there, but what's needed to thread it through the needle. It's not because the thing itself is being, it has a gvul, but rather because it has to fit into a gvul. But mitzad atzmoy, nothing is pressing it in. The others themselves, and let's first maybe explain it mitzad the ruchnias. The Yaakov Avram's midah was chesed. Chesed is mineu bay of this world. That's what the mitzias of chesed is. There are people who are needy. The amount of chesed I can do in this world is limited. I mean, it might be unlimited mitzad because it's a lot, but it's limited. There are X amount of billion people. Each one has X amount of needs, and I can fulfill those needs, and that's that. The mitzias of the world has a gvul, which determines the gvul of the chesed. Chesed is mukbal. And that's because chesed defines itself minei ubei in this world. Yitzchak's midah was avoida, and avoida is of this world in yonim. A person brings karbanis. Karbanis is avoida. The gvul of karbanis of akrav is the gvul of what there is to be makriv. Avoida is minei ubei of this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed is completely minei ubei. Avoida is minei and vaita. Torah, which is Yaakov's midah, is a very different mahalach. The mahalach of Torah is of a different mitzias, from a different mitzias, and be'etzim it's not at all determined by this world, except that a person has to bring it into this world. You have to put words to it. You have to put klolim, gedarim, shiurim, but those are all. A sukkah has a shir mitzad the ma'aseh mitzvah. It has shiurim, and which are lachem eshev sinai. It has shiurim for the tfanis, has shiurim for the schach, and so on. But the toichen of the mitzvah has no shiurim whatsoever. The mitzvah itself is without gevulis. So the Torah, and that's the Torah Shabbai. The Torah Shabbai of the Olam HaMitzvahs, since it's not determined by this world, and it doesn't have a specific goal within this world, it has a mitzias that's beyond everything. So let's go back. The psukim say Avram was told go this aretz la'orka l'rochba. Yitzchak was told aretz ha'elu ha'elu. Those are all the pshat. Their mitzias was shayach to this aretz. In other words, the aretz is the makom. Aretz Yisrael is the makom avoda, and you can get it by walking back and forth. You can get it by aftocha. But the tzushtal is to the aretz. That's the it's Yaakov Avinu says uparatz the yom of akeinas fine of negva means the reason why you're conquering the land is not because it's the land that's given to you. It's you are misrachiv uparatz the yom of akeinas fine of negva means your hisrachvus doesn't have gvulas. So b'meila you overflow and fill up the land. The fact that your achava itself has no gvulos, then it can overflow and b'meila takes over the land. So the chiluk between Yaakov and Avraham and Yitzchak wasn't in the lashon so much. He's getting more, getting less. The pashas is all Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael itself is the pshat you're having the entire Eretz Yisrael because you measured out Eretz Yisrael and said this is for you, or is the pshat that you spread out and b'meila you fill out Eretz Yisrael? So Yaakov's mida, since it was mineo bay, it had no gvulis. So rach. Cyrus wasn't shalit on Yaakov Avinu. The difference between, we asked that Yaakov Avinu, the name of the bear of the bearers was different. What was the difference in the name of why didn't he call him Shalom or instead of Rechavos? The teretz is there was a difference. The bearers that the first two bearers they tried to fill in, and the pshat is what they did was when you fill in a bar, we spoke last week that the mayan itself never got clogged up. Once you dig and you find a well of water, the well is there. But what the person does is he makes it narrower and narrower till it disappears. If you fill in a bar with offer, a bear with offer, then it just gets narrower until the water can't come through. The making it narrow is the pshat that the Mineo Bay, it doesn't have, in order for Be'er to flow, it needs a makom in this world. And if you make it narrower and narrower, it doesn't have where to flow. Yaakov Avinu, it says he went to Be'er and there was a stone on top of it. It's the pshat, there was no more a shlita of the etzim making tsaros on the bear. They couldn't constrict the bear anymore. What they could do is they could cover it and make it inaccessible. But it was a whole different world than what happened before. So the difference between the third bear and the first two bears is not that they stopped filling it up and, you know, this was at peace. They weren't at war. The third bear was a bear that was didn't allow itself to become constricted. It wasn't possible to fill it up with offer. You could do it by putting something on top of it, but not by filling it in with offer. On Shabbos, it says, "Vachalticha nachas Yaakov avicha." There's a medrash, it's in Pesisa, and I think it's in the beginning also, that Tunasufis Arasha Esther Bakiva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on Shabbos, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Shabbos, then why is he menashev ruchos and makes and brings water and so on? All the things on Shabbos, which we assume is the malach of carry, and it goes through a few things. So the Rebbe Kiva answered that it's a marshal to a chotzer she'ein bo diyurin ella echad. It's very fascinating. We're not talking about Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. We're talking about a different problem, which is only the Rabbanan, that if you have a makom that belongs to two people, then you can't take something out of a place that belongs to one person to two people, because Chazal, that's the basis of Erevin, that Chazal gave it a Shem Rishus HaRabim. Rishus, but there's a lot of people that have Rishus on it, has a din of another Rishus. So he says, since Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only one there, so B'meil, it's all carrying within a place that is one diyur. It means that you have the gilui on Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one there. There's nothing else you have to contend with. When you're living in a place with two or three people, it's a shusa rabindik because there's someone else that I have to withdraw because there's someone else there. With two people in one place, so I can use 50% of the shetach, he can use 50% of the shetach. There's a certain kviyas rishuyas because there's another person. The minute a person moves in with me, there's a kviyas rishuyas. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not alone, in the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvahs mitzvahs of Yisparach, there's nothing else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alone. So b'meila, it's the reshus of one person. There is nothing that constrains HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says called Ma'anik Shabbos, he gets a nachal of limitzar, v'chal tichod nachlos Yaakov avichod nachal of limitzar. That Yaakov Avinu's nachal is a nachal of limitzar, and a person who's Ma'anik Shabbos gets it. The Shabbos is this man when if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah on Shabbos is that there is no other mitzah, there's nothing else in the world, so Shus Yochid, then it means that's a zman that's mesugal for that inyan. That a person should feel on Shabbos that there's nothing else. And the chilek is, in the sheishes yimei ha-maisa, you have other people as well. In the world of plowing, reaping, sowing, I have a field, you have a field, he has a field. Everybody's field, everybody's malacha is constrained by the other person's. There's kapasasi chayusi, there's masik gvul. In the world of malacha, there's a sagas gvul. In the nachl bli mitzorim is the pshat, there is no his askus with anything else. There's a gewaldic remez in Chazal about it. We learn from the pasik, daba dava is the same pasik, that a person is not allowed to do business on Shabbos. We learn from this pasuk of Achalticha Nachsek of Avicha. Tishma Meshavas Haglecha and so on, that's the whole pasuk. Maso Matan is the Metzias where everything in the world is dependent on something else. I have a pair of shoes, you have wheat, I can give you this amount of shoes, you give me this amount of wheat, and so on. Everything's interdependence. The fact that everything is mugbal and everything is defined by something else, that is the mitzias of the Sheishes Hamei Hamaisa. In Menucha, a person stops intersecting with someone else. The person no longer is totally in somebody else. A person's satisfaction and a person's mitzias, once he shaves from Malacha, becomes a mitzias where he himself is in his own world. And he's not bound by the other person's world. The depth of a person's enjoyment when he's eating has nothing to do with the other person's eating. He can have as much of enjoyment as he has, and it's not a steer of the other person's. In work, in getting the wheat, if I have one field, then I'm missing the wheat in the second field. If the other person has the other field, then I can't go into that field. In menucha, in a state of menucha, everything has its own mitzvahs. So we have here the three of us were miyasid, three different inyanim. Yaakov Avinu's midah was an entirely different midah than the other midas. Yaakov Avinu's midah was a midah of rachvus, meaning that he was able to take avodas Hashem to a darga where it no longer had restraints on it. It's in specifically in the world of Torah, it's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not just a mice a person does that it's another one of the mitzvahs. The world of Talmud Torah takes the mitzvahs out of a world of constraints and it gives it its own mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has a shir and a gvul. You can just sit in the sukkah 7 days and that's it. Anything more than that is bal teisif. A person can only sit 24 hours a day and he can only do pulos of yeshiva in it. In the mitzvah, the teichin of sukkah, there's no gvul to it. There's a machloikas in the Gemara Reb Yudas. If two people are asking a shaila, and one is asking menyana, and one's asking not menyana, you answer the person first who's menyana. Reb Yudas says, kol ha-tari kula inyan echa. In sukkah, if a person can learn mesechta sukkah mitzad the teichon shabbat the sukkah, it has no gvulis. And b'meila also mitzad the kiyum ha-mais of it. A person has to learn that, and that's what the Malbim says. Betzim, in every the attitude of a person towards every mitzvah is towards every ma'aseh in this world is, what is the goal of this ma'aseh? And I need to do it no more than attaining the goal, and that's it. The goal defines the ma'aseh, it's the reason for the ma'aseh, and it's the end of the ma'aseh. Talmud Torah be'etzim, where we're talking about Talmud Torah that brings a person into the world of ruchnius, has no gvulis, and what it's doing is it's bringing the person out to mock him outside the gvulis. A person whose Talmud Torah is the only purpose is how to build a sukkah. So that type of Talmud Torah has a clear tachlis to it, and it's important. Obviously, if he wants to build a sukkah, he has to know it. But the person is frustrated. If somebody clears a shayla that has no answer, then I'm frustrated with it. I thought I had everything down, and someone comes up with a very good shayla, with a good clear, with a good hakira, with a kasha. It ruined it. I had everything pat down, and now it's just been ruined. That's if the attitude is, if Talmud Torah stays in the same world as the other inyanim. If the attitude of Talmud Torah is that brings a person to the world of rachvus, then faket, you know, it's a closed inyan, and take a look at how much is there. Take a look. You thought you had it down. I have a whole new shayla in the inyan over here. I have a whole new makom sufik. What about this case? Do you mean to say this means to say that? In a sense, the person is being toyim from the ruchavim tzasechad me'oid in that case. Adarabe. The tachlis of the Talmud Torah Shaboy is the fact that he's getting out of the gevulis. It doesn't end. There's a harchava and harchava and harchava. That's the difference between the nachla. The others had a very clear nachla. It's Eretz Yisrael. So go from the top to the bottom, and from the east to west, and you have it all. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu defined and said Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Faratz the Yom of Negevat Zafina." Shoot out! Don't look around you to see where you're going. What the goal is from inside, pour out. Begin to stream outwards, and b'meila you'll fill up the land. The Mahalach of Talmud Torah Lishma is where a person goes out because the understanding itself keeps breeding a new level of understanding and a new level of understanding. And certainly mitzad learning, you have to keep putting a cap on things, but it simply so that you don't lose it. But the each step of Archava is the mile of Talmud Torah. That's the marshal, that's what Chazal said, that the whole Tichur Isi Ketz, everybody explained, no one explained what it is. We said it's a strange Chazal. I mean, we were talking before about it being B'li Tachlis, and everybody extols how much it's B'li Tachlis, and all of a sudden, but nobody has explained to us. Rashi says what Kate Shi'ura is, and that's an extraordinary Nakuda, Rashi says. Rashi says, if you take a look, what Zechariah saw was a folded Megillah, that when you unfolded it, it was bigger than the world around it. In other words, that exactly is the mashal. Talmud Torah has a shir. It has Chamisha Chumash Torah, Chof Dalet Sfarim, and Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. That's when it's folded. When you unfold it, by the time you finish unfolding it, the world is only one of the many ways of understanding it. The Olam Hazeh is only one pirish out of X amount thousand to explain Torah with. Just like math, can be used for finances, and can be used for physics, and it can be used for chemistry, it can be used for a lot of areas, and math in itself has no gvulis. When you take it and apply it to different areas, it flushes out with those gvulis. Talmud Torah itself comes with a shiur. That's what Rashi said. I wanted to understand, and the Mashal explains the different, you know, it's Miramis connected to Paradise, the Pshat Rav Drusoy, the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat. Fine. Those are the containers of it. But mitzad atzmoy, it flows outward without restraint. That's what it says over there. The in the world, the world of Talmud Torah be'emes is a world that takes a person and says, stop looking for an outside reason, stop looking for an outside reason and measuring yourself in goals with outside things. If a person wants to get a degree, so he knows how many credits he needs to take, what it takes to get a credit, what's passing, and that determines his course of action. In Talmud Torah, a person is missing the boat. Then he hasn't stepped into Talmud Torah if that's his attitude. Talmud Torah is where a person will learn to have to live in a world that is not constrained by any tsaros. Nothing is imposing itself, because Talmud Torah's purpose is not this world. It's not driven by any specific tackles within this world, and the male is not bound by anything, and it's not limited by anything. The harchava of a person, the nachla b'limitzarim is only shaykh in Talmud Torah. Everything else has gvulas. Talmud Torah be'etzim is not mukul. But it means that the person, A, understands, that the very understanding, every time he learns it and he goes a step further and broadens the sugya, it deepens it, broadens it, and so on, it's not the pshat that, oh no, now I have to put a few more pieces into place. This is the etzem realization of Talmud Torah. The person is not mukbal by jealousy. Jealousy is when my having and your having measure itself up. If you know 100 blat, then I have a shiba to learn 100 blat. If you know only 50, I don't have to learn more than 50. Jealousy is the ein malchus negas ben malchus avetik mele yima, that everyone needs to have his own territory. If that's learning, then if that would be Torah, then Inachanamish, then I would be determined by what the standard is. If the Talmud Torah is something that comes from me, that it's something shoots out from the person himself, a desire to know and to understand, a craving to understand, then it has no shaykhus to you. You could be a giant and you could be overshadowing me, and I don't feel humbled because if two people have things, one person has a big house and one person has a small house, then we say that I'm jealous of him because he has a lot and I have a little bit. But if a person is eating and he's nana from a chocolate, I'm nana from my chocolate, my hanor of the chocolate is not determined by his hanor of the chocolate. Each one in his own is a complete world. They don't touch, the two worlds don't touch. Os tisanig al Hashem is that the in the midah of Yaakov Avinu, there is no, the worlds don't intersect. Each person is misanig al Hashem kol kulei. If my mind is filled with the thrill of understanding, then it's a whole, it's oilam amloya for me. I don't measure this person as 100 blat, mine as 50 blat. It's I know and I have a tremendous geshmak in what I know. And he knows the other geshmak. My Shmid al Sinai. He's got his world, I've got my world. The only echetim that the person have his own world. In as much as the person's Talmud Torah is affected by the other person's Talmud Torah, it's lacking in Talmud Torah. In as much, and it's both ways. And if a person is slouching, because everybody else is slouching, so what's the difference? Nobody learned more than 4 hours today, so if I learned 5 hours, I'm givaldi. But then you're taking Talmud Torah and you're putting it into a whole different framework. Then you've stopped making it uferatz the yom of akedma, and you're making it into haratz ha'el. It's a complete demotion of Talmud Torah into a world of constraints. The be'er, there's a pasuk voiceover from Mishlei. It says shtei mayim mibarcha v'al yisar evzar. A person. Talmud Torah is that a person opens up his own well of water and it is completely untouched by a zar. The zar can put a stone on it. In Avram and in Yitzhak, they clogged up the bear, because the be'er, the water and the earth were fighting with each other. In as much as the earth clogged up, the water couldn't come out. In as much as the water came out, it pushed the earth aside, because one was taller with the other. Yaakov Avinu, the third one was Rachvus. The water sprouted, spritzed out, because the water itself came out. It had nothing to do with the round it. The Yitzhara could put a rock on it, but it couldn't clog up the bird. When a person understands that that's Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah is opening up his own tshuka for Das Hashem, and it's a world that is not affected in any way negatively by anything around it. The person doesn't limit himself to what's around him, and the person is not jealous from what's around him, and the person is not doesn't put gevulas on it. That's the shaykhus of a person to nachlas Yaakov. The only nachla bli mitzarim in the world, the only nachla bli mitzarim is nachlas Yaakov Avin. When a person is able to understand himself as that he's tapped into the be'er with the mid of rachlis, that nothing in the world limits it, nothing in the world touches it, and the person himself, the person opens up himself and he finds his mitzias ruchnius unbothered and undetermined by what's around him. That's when the person is a perhaps the yom of the kedma, it's kind of negba, and he has a nachal b'li mitzarim.